Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes.
Now that we're smack dab in fall, and there's a great alternative beverage, which we talked about a little bit from time to time, but I think doesn't get as much coverage as probably it should, and that's cider. And they come from lots of different parts of the world, and you've just decided to stick your big toe in that little pool, Alan. So why don't you bring us up to speed?
It's so much fun. There's so many different styles here. You can find something that you're bound to like. Right off the bat, I'm going to talk about the most exciting cider I have ever tasted. And it comes from here in Maryland. It's DLC, a distillery lane cidery. And it's called La Mela de la Notte, which means the apple of the night. Hugh, this is to cider what Sauterne is to wine. It's just a cut above. It's a different beverage. It's just an amazing thing. It's aged for 2 years before they release it, which is pretty unique. And it's just an incredible wine. Cider, I'm going to be saying that all day.
Well, but it's apple wine.
It is in a way, yeah. Very, very dense, thick, soft, flavorful. It's as if they bottled the essence of world-class apple pie. And just an amazing cider. It's very pricey. It's $45 a bottle. Wow. But if you want something unbelievable for Thanksgiving dinner, this is the way to go. People will not believe how good this is. Comes from Burkittsville, which is right on South Mountain in western Maryland. And I'm just in awe of how much flavor they got into this cider. Tremendous. Now, let's talk about something or a little more ordinary. This is JK's Scrumpy Organic Hard Cider from the Orchard Gate Gold people in Michigan. 22-ounce bottle for $8. I love Scrumpy. That's my sweet spot, Hugh. It's a little bit sweet, a little bit tart, nicely balanced, very friendly with food, very flavorful, and light enough that you could have a couple and not worry about it. I'm just ever so fond of this. It's a wonderful style.
It's cloudy, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, right. And that doesn't bother me in the least.
No, it doesn't bother, but I think that's one of the defining characteristics of Scrumpy.
Yeah, I don't know where the name comes from, but it fits. I should name a dog Scrumpy one of these days. Here, go fetch this apple. The next one I had was called Shacksburg Dry Hopped Arlo Cider. This is a 16-ounce can, $5. This is dry hopped. It was dry on top of dry, and a pretty impressive cider. To me, it tastes a lot like a sour beer.
Right. That's because it's sort of a combo in the process by using some hops.
Yeah. So really, really kind of cool. I would serve it ice cold. And finally, one that I really, really respected was Potter's Craft Cider, their farmhouse dry, $14 for $7.50. Hugh, this was a Prosecco of a cider. It just had, you know, beautiful pinpoint carbonation, very dry flavors, but sleek, quality fruit that was there. It really impressed me. I said, I think I'll have this one for breakfast. You know, it's ideal for that. So I'm going to put these on the website. People can look them up and have some fun. It's the season for that. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.